The Chafetz Chaim goes on to explain why the Pasuk says, Higid lecha ha'adam matayv. Micha Navi is coming to teach us something we don't know. And what does he tell us? To do mishpat. Asayis mishpat. Something we're quite familiar with from many sources in the Torah, that we're obligated to be just and be honest. But the pshat is, as we just demonstrated with this mashal, that having money which is not yours, which has been acquired dishonestly, which might be gezel, is bad for a person. If he's wearing a shirt which is stolen, it can cause him to lose all his money. So therefore the Navi is saying that you might think that it's a good thing to make as much money as you possibly can without being ultra careful, to be honest. And you might fudge over some people's rights or not pay them when you're obligated to them, or keep something which isn't really yours, or use somebody's things without permission, or damage something without paying for it, and so on and so forth. So fact is, a person might tell themselves, look, I'm making a lot of money, and although I'm not totally scrupulous, I'll eventually be called to task in the world to come, but at least here and now, I'm rich. That's good. Micha Navi tells us, no, it's bad. Right here and right now. Stealing, being dishonest, not being uber sensitive to other people's money, will cause you to lose your money right now in this world. The only thing that is good in this world is if you do mishpat, meaning you earn your money truthfully and honestly and thinking over each transaction we do, every time we're dealing with money, whether this transaction is in keeping with all the laws of Chesh and Mishpat in the Torah. Chafetz Chaim made this one of the focal points of his life. I heard from his grandson, Rav Hillel Zaks, Alav HaShalom, that when Rav Hillel Zaks was a baby, his mother told him, the Chafetz Chaim held him on his lap and stroked his hands, saying, ah, hands which are clean from Gezel, the Naki from Gezel. That's how he related to this baby. He told also that the Chafetz Chaim once received matnas kahuna from the neighborhood butcher. That means the Torah obligates every butcher to give a significant portion of every cow or lamb he slaughters to the kohen. You have to give the cheek and the whole tongue and the foreleg and the stomach, the keva, to the kohen. Now, we don't observe this generally today because it's assumed that the kohanim don't want to go through the trouble of visiting the butchers and collecting these parts, and therefore are meichel. That's the assumption. Nevertheless, if someone wants, they can definitely do this mitzvah. So the butcher gave these parts to the Chafetz Chaim, who was a kohen. The rest of the day, he gazed at this gift and said, I can't believe it. Money, which is 100% honest and true. Not a speck of gezel in it. So the pasuk continues saying, Va'ahavas chesed, meaning, it's not sufficient to just observe the halachas of Chesh and Mishpat scrupulously and think that your money will be protected. Every person has to keep the mitzvahs of chesed, which we can do with our money, like giving tzedakah and lending our money to those who need, because only with the schus of tzedakah and chesed is our money protected. The Gemara famously says about this, melech mamein chaser, the salt, the same way salt was traditionally used to preserve meat and to keep it from becoming decayed. So the melech of mammon, you want to know what the salt of money is? What protects your money? Chaser, getting rid of some of it, meaning to say giving some of it to tzedakah. So now the Chafetz Chaim will explain why the pasuk terms this specifically as loving chesed, and not just doing chesed. So he says that the Navi is telling us a big chiddush, inyan gadol u'mechudash, that he says, all of us, b'avaneseinu harabim, with our many sins, we're almost all, we stumble in this. Which means, he says, that although we all do chesed, but we do chesed because we're forced to do chesed, which means when someone who is in a difficult situation, he's down in the dumps, he's impoverished, he needs some kind of a chesed, he comes to us once or twice, we can't get away from it. Our natural sense of mercy and the fact that he's there and he's asking us, so we're in the position, so we do chesed, we do kindness, we help him out. And even so, we don't necessarily do it with a full heart. We're not necessarily happy about it. We don't have a ratzoin and leave toiv. And that's what the Navi is saying. You know what Hashem wants from us? Ahavas chesed. Meaning, don't think that the fact that once in a while chesed comes our way, we do it, that's enough. And you're yoytzi, your obligation with that. In totality, we are not. A person has to love doing chesed. He has to pursue it in order to truly have the benefit and the yoytzi, the mitzvah, of doing chesed.